Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 bam, boom, 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 boom. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a case of bottle rockets going off in your hallway closet, baby. Greatest day of your life right here on 1520 WCHE. Let's wake it up, Get Up, Army. Thursday, April 23rd, coming at you hot, because you know it is. This is the greatest hour of radio for mindset, attitude, intensity, positivity, inspiration, motivation, everything you need to move forward. Hey, it's your boy, Mark Hayford. Hit me up on all your social media. Let's do this. Let's connect. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok. I can't believe I just said that. Connect with me, guys. Let's do this. Yo, check out my website, too. It's Mark Hayford. Mark with a C. MarkHayford.com. I got two number one books that went number one at the top of Amazon self-help category. All right, we got Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, and 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. And check this out. If we are connected on social media, I got something for you every single night, like every night. Like if the day ends with the letter Y, that night you can expect that on Facebook and on Instagram, we go double live, baby, double live. And we do the Get Up live stream to where we're doing 15, 20 minutes every night of just a little mindset, little adjustment, little checking in. And it's very connective, man. You can be a part of that. You know, we do nightly polls. You can look at my big, beautiful, fat face. It's great. Yo, if you're into podcasts, go out to SoundCloud, soundcloud.com every single day. 5 a.m. Let's face it, not the weekends because you won't listen, but every single weekday for the podcast, you have to get a podcast, man. And that is based on the daily thought of the day, my second book, 365, which I'm going to go to right now. But first of all, it's a thought of the day. I wrote this. It dropped at the end of 2018, went number one the day it was released. I was stunned, and I'm thankful, and I'm humbled, and I appreciate everybody that supports me, the work. And I love hearing the stories of how it's helped you through certain obstacles and things you have going on in your life. You know, yesterday's read, success doesn't sleep in. Wakey, wakey, time to freaking win. And I don't mean physically waking up at like 4 a.m. and crushing it and all that. I'm talking metaphorically. See, here's the thing. And this is what we're going to get into in the next hour. You listen to the news and it's nothing but terrible and it's nothing but fear mongering. And I don't care what channel, I don't care what station, it's all the same crap. It's all the same stuff. What, now there's a second wave coming. It's going to be worse. There's going to be no food. Maybe we open up, maybe we don't open up. Shut up. Shut up. Quarantine this. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. It's day 39 of this garbage. I know you're sick of it. I know you're over it too. And I'm annoyed. And I'm annoyed because they can tell you all the reasons of why you should shut down. They're going to tell you all the reasons of why you should cave in, all the reasons of why you should be afraid. But they don't tell you how you should win. They don't tell you that you can win. They don't tell you that you're made and you're built for success. They don't tell you that you can stand up on your own two feet. They don't tell you that fear is false evidence appearing real. And what they definitely don't tell you is what I'm going to tell you right now. So pay attention to the words coming out of my mouth. You don't need a permission slip to be successful. You don't need to ask permission to win. And you don't need to sit back and say please anymore because you were created to thrive. You understand what I'm saying? You weren't created just to sit here and simply suck and say please and survive and maybe. You were created for great things. And the second that you open your mind to that, the second that you actually start believing that, that's when the magic happens. You know what we're going to do in the next hour? Let me tell you what we're going to do in the next hour. We're going all across the board, baby. It's like throwing spaghetti on the wall and it's all going to stick. We're going to talk about what it takes to be successful, not just in times like these, period. What it takes to be successful. They're going to tell you the world was rough, but they didn't work it as hard as you can work it to win. We're going to talk about gratitude and why everything isn't half empty all the time, and why it needs to be half full, and how that plays into your success. We're going to talk about getting unrealistic and freaking crazy. Remember that song by Seal? Well, we're never going to survive unless you're a little crazy. Yeah, that. We're going to get crazy right here in the Get Up Power Hour. And then I want to inspire you with the people that inspire me, some of the greatest names in the history of history who have failed forward all the way to the top. They've gone through some of the crappiest adversity that most 99% of people would cave in because they didn't have the belief. They didn't have the commitment. But we know who they are. Matter of fact, we herald them as heroes. Now, I'm on a rant. Let me tell you something. First of all, despise is a hard word, but I'm going to go with strongly dislike running a radio show from an iPhone in my house. And I talked about this on my live stream with the Get Up Army on Facebook and on Instagram. And we did a live poll, and I said, guys, I can't even – it drives me insane. What should I do? Should we just run some of the old shows? Should I contact WCHE and talk to the perennial millennial, the Duchess of Danger, Bree, who's a superhero, who goes in there every day and runs the boards and makes us sound as good as she can from remote? Should I just have her run an old tape? And everybody said, no, man, let's get in it to win it. And the reason it drives me crazy – I'm going to tell you why it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy because I am neurotic when I'm putting effort into something that has to be great. Has to be great. You hear what I said? Has to be great. Not like, oh, we'll get by, or it's going to be good, or it's okay, or that wasn't too bad. That attitude sucks. It has to be great. Okay? When I am going to put out a product, when I am going to involve myself in something, when we are going to do something together, it can't be okay. It can't just happen. It's got to be the best. If we're going to spend time and we're going to put our effort, we might as well make it great. And I'm just going to be honest. I can't stand the way I sound doing a radio show remote. I don't even know if you can hear what I'm saying right now. I sound like, you know what I sound like? This is what I sound like. This is what I think I sound like, okay? I don't know if my mom's listening. Hi, Mom. When I call my mom has the worst cell phone in the history of cell phones. I think she has, like, the first cell phone ever created, like the ones that were the size of, like, a shoebox, right, with a giant antenna to talk to aliens or a flip phone or something. Like, put it this way. My mom can't text on the phone. Okay? So when I call my mom, it goes like this. Ring, 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 ring. I know she's looking for her phone. Ring, 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 ring. Maybe it's on the counter. Maybe it's between the seat cushions. Ring, 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 ring. The chancellor's like, like, mother. She turns into the teacher from Charlie Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, she literally sounds like she's talking from underneath a pot of boiling water. It was like, I'm like, Mom, I can't understand what you're saying. Mom, I'm going to hang up and call you on the house phone. Yes, my mom has a landline phone. And I hear the dial tone. I go, okay. So then I call my mom back on the phone. Ring, 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 ring. So she has to put her phone down. She's walking over to the wall like it's 1982, Mom. Come on, Mom. She answers the phone. Yeah, Mark. Okay, we're back. I can understand you. That's what happens when I call my mom. So that's how I feel like I sound like my mom on her crappy 1974 shoebox-sized antenna-wielding cell phone when I do a show from here. So I hope it's not as painful as it is for you, but it is for me because I want it to be perfect for you. But we forge forward. We fail forward. We do what we're going to do. Oh, too many people out here playing not to win. Why? Why, why? Do you know what I teach my kids? I teach my kids this. I teach them that today, if you want to win, the first step is being on purpose. Because most people are not on purpose. Let me have my garbage pick up. I'm not gonna tell you what my garbage company is. I'm not gonna tell you where I live. I actually love the service that my garbage and recycling people offer us. But there was a time where they broke one of my big garbage cans. It was an accident, I'm sure. I'm sure they don't want to go around breaking everyone's garbage cans, but they broke my garbage can. Picked it up, put it down, right, wheel hanging off. So I called up, and I said, hi, could you please help us out? I'm sure it was accidental, and I really do. I'm not the guy that calls looking for someone's head, because you never get anywhere with that. You lose your cool, you lose, period. And the person answering the phone didn't break my garbage can, so I ain't got no beef with them. As a matter of fact, they're the one that's going to help me. Why am I going to yell at them, right? So they answer the phone, and I say, listen, my garbage can's broke. Could you please help me and get a new garbage can? They said, yes, absolutely. So just leave it there. Okay, leave it out there for a week. Well, I could roll it, but I got a long driveway, the whole thing, the wheels are broke. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, cool. A week goes by. A new garbage can's dropped off. The old garbage can is still left there. What am I going to do with an old garbage? See, that's kind of like saying, hey, can you go to the fridge and can you get me a sandwich? And you go, okay, and you go over to the fridge and you get me the sandwich, but you leave the fridge door open. Like, you ain't helping me, bro, okay? So it's little things. It's little things. So I got a call. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can catch the garbage person, garbage man, the trash man, the sanitary professional, whatever we're calling him today, so we don't offend anybody, people. I find the garbage truck because I was actually driving out to civilization. And the garbage truck, who has zero cares to give, knows that I'm behind them. The guy gets out, stands next to the garbage truck, and finishes drinking his drink while me and more cars, by the way, a little mini parade in town, are behind me, and drinks his drink, takes his drink, and then throws his bottle, not in the recycling bin next to where he's standing. He actually throws his recyclable bottle in the trash and then picks up the trash and drives away. I'm like, you know what? I was going to pull up and be like, hey, excuse me, sir, would you mind taking, you know what? Forget that noise. I'm just going to call back. And then I call back and I get the lady. Hi, can you catch the driver on the route and have him get my broken garbage? Now, I know this is stupid. You're thinking, why are you telling us about your garbage can? Because this is what I'm talking about. If you want to be successful, it's little details. I'm a football coach. Any good football coach will tell you it's the little details. It's how you have your feet. If your shoulders are square, where are your eyes? How is your head? I'm a former state champion weightlifter from high school. I had aspirations where I blew my knees out to going into the powerlifting team in the Air Force. One of the biggest things that you learn, as I have taught my oldest boy and I'm teaching my youngest boy now, when you're weightlifting, like, your head weighs 8 pounds. You can't move that thing around. When you're squatting, when you're doing certain exercises, like, you have to be fixated looking at something and your head doesn't move. The tiniest detail, but it's so important. Because it can snowball away from you. You know the song Good Vibrations? Of course you do. Good Vibrations, right? Gotta keep those loving good vibrate. You know, Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, right? Brian Wilson is a genius. Brian Wilson is a musical genius. And that's not my opinion. Like, okay, just so we can talk about this. Because, like, my oldest boy, Kane, he writes music. The kid is, I don't know what he's going to do, if he's going to, like, make some multi-million-dollar musical score, or if he's going to start the new rock revolution, or if he's going to be a sick producer, whatever. But the kid, just his mind understands and can do music. And we can talk music theory for hours because we're coming from two different generational views. And obviously, I don't know if you know, but for me, obviously, I DJ. I own my own DJ company. I do private events. I love it. The party don't start till I walk in, okay, since I had hair for 20 years. So music got it covered, all decades, all genres, love it. I don't play music, but I know music. He knows music, and he plays music, so we can talk music theory for hours. And we're having this discussion yesterday for, like, a good half hour about how revolutionary the Beach Boys song Good Vibrations by Brian Wilson was. And a good part of that, So just to back it up, okay, so much music that your kids' kids, your grandparent, or your kids, if you're Gen X, or, yo, if you're millennial or Gen Z and you are a kid, the music you listen to today has been spawned from 1966 Good Vibrations. I mean, it goes farther back than that. But, like, you would never have had the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper. Like, Paul McCartney himself Sir Paul McCartney went on saying, the Beatles heard Good Vibrations and Pet Sounds by Brian Wilson and said, we got to do something. We got to create. We got to he challenged the Beatles, okay? There wouldn't have been a Sgt. Pepper. There definitely would not. I know, they would have recorded A Day in the Life, which is one of the biggest Beatles songs of all time. Has a cult following that's crazy mad. You never, I know Queen's the big thing now, and even the young heads get into Bohemian Rhapsody because of the latest movie. You never would have had a Bohemian Rhapsody if there wasn't a Good Vibrations. It just wouldn't happen. It changed the game. And it's all the little details. Little details create success. First of all, they didn't even want to play it on radio. Here's a fun fact. Okay, the song's 3.5 minutes, 3 minutes, 35 seconds, something like that. And for those standards back then, the songs were 2 minutes, maybe 2.5 minutes. You can't put a 3.5 minute record on the radio, bro. That's crazy. But Brian Wilson said, no, that's the hill I'm going to die on. We're doing that. It was referred to as a pocket symphony, pop experiments, right? There were so many little musical fragments in there. He hired session musicians on top of the Beach Boys. They recorded at 4 different studios. It took over 6 months for one song. He actually, this is what I'm talking about, the little detail. He had an instrument created for that song. It used to be this thing called the electro theremin or something like this. It was created in the late teens. I'm talking 100 years ago, 1919, 1920. And it created this sound, this eerie. It was used in all the old time black and white horror movies. It was this machine called an electro theremin that spooky type sound, right? And then it kind of went away. Well, Brian Wilson hired this guy, Paul Tanner, I want to say his name was, and he was from the Glenn Miller band. Guy used to play trombone and everything. And hired him because they couldn't find an electro theremin. But in Brian Wilson's creative mind, he's like, I want that sound for this song. But they didn't have one anymore because they were out of style by 30 years at that point. So he found this guy from the Glenn Miller band who created a modern electro theremin at the end of the song Good Vibrations that woo, and it's got this dope beat, the bass drums and everything and the tambourine. And that's only 8 seconds of the song or something like that. But that's what I'm talking about. The little details made this change music. Little things. When I DJ an event, I don't eat. I can eat before. I can eat when I go home. I'm not there to take a break. I'm there to dominate. I'm watching the crowd. I play the same music other DJs do, but timing is crucial. The timing is everything. The little things are everything. You know what? Get up, Army. I'm about to take a break. I'm going to take, because I am hot. I'm on a roll. I got an attitude. Yo, we're in it to win it, fam. We didn't show up to be mediocre. Not you, not me. I want you to sit down. I want you to get ready. And we're going to come back in about, 60 seconds, 90 seconds, whatever Bree wants to do. She's got it going on like Donkey Kong, okay? She could drop it. And then when you come back, we're getting into this. I got a lot of more. Hayford's got a lot of more. Can't stop. Won't stop. Don't quit. Don't you go anywhere, Get Up Army. This is the Get Up Power Hour. We will be right back on 1520 WCHE. Yeah. We're back. We're in it to win it. 1520 WCHE. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a six-month-old chimichanga from in between the pillow cushions. Disgusting. Man, I'll tell you what, my phone's blowing up. Everybody's texting going, yo, bro, you sound good. Get Up Army. Big virtual hearts and hugs for you. Thank you for giving me the support. Thank you for getting my back. I got your back. You got my back. I'm talking about. We're talking about how we're going to win. All right, fam. We're talking about success. We're talking about screw this fear, all this garbage that's being pumped through the news and the airwaves and what's going on and the uncertainty. Nah, I'm over it. done. I want to start hearing about how we can win, how we can be successful. That's what we do here. We're lighting up the darkness. That's what we do. Yo, you can get down. You can go down. But you got to get up. I want to talk about gratitude. I really want to talk about gratitude. Because we have so much to be thankful for. Listen, right now, I'm serious about this. If you can hear my voice and you are experiencing this through your earbuds, through your Alexa app, through your computer, through your iPhone, if you're listening, I don't know how you're listening, if you're live streaming it from markhafer.com, if you're live streaming it from 1520 WCHE, I don't know what's up. But you are blessed by the best. And you live like royalty. You really do. You really do. You got Wi-Fi, yo. I mean, it's like an ice cream truck, right? You got it good. You really do. Now, you may not think you have it good, but somewhere out there in some third world country, there's some kid sleeping right now in a slab of concrete that smells like urine where there's bugs crawling around on it. Okay? So perspective is powerful. And you are blessed. So be thankful. Gratitude is huge. If you're never happy, now I'm not saying content and comfortable. That's dangerous. That's different. But you have to have vision. You have to have goals. And you have to also be thankful where you came from, all those experiences, what you got going on in life. If you can be thankful, then you can have more. You really can. When you say thank you, hey, please have some more. Yes. Yes, it happens. But if you're just full of discontent, you're looking at what's wrong and you're focusing on the negative, you know what you're getting? More negative. That's how that works. It's a universal law. There's an old Buddhist proverb. It says, enough is a feast. All right. Pull it back, Hayford. Relax. I'm sweating. I'm gonna start breaking furniture. I don't even care. Yo, I love Thanksgiving. I seriously do. I love Thanksgiving. Like I mean, primarily I love it because like all things involved, like food, love it. Yes, please. Family, love the family. Yes. Football, yes, please. Fun, that's what I am. I'm a big freaking fat ball of fun. And like we talked about, I also DJ and I love to DJ. So although I love Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure everyone else around me doesn't necessarily love me on Thanksgiving, especially Thanksgiving morning. And that's because like, so, you know, here I am about to throw my entire family under the bus here, but check this out, right? It's like, I don't know, for almost not quite a decade, but for getting close to that, I DJ every year on Thanksgiving morning. It's the 5K, 3K, 5K, 18K, I don't know, some K. Everybody's running. They run far. I don't. But I'm DJing the Chester County Turkey Trot. And it takes place over at Kottmeyer Stadium in Downingtown. You know, huge stadium. That's where West plays and East plays and East and West alternate during the football season on who has home. So years ago, now state champion for track, Scott Burns, who's over there, shout out to Coach Burns, he asked me if I wanted to DJ the event. And I said I would in exchange, you know, don't pay me or anything like that, but my wife and kids can have access to running it. He was like, absolutely. They got access to running it. And to this day, I'm still actually waiting for the time that my wife and kids will run in it. Yeah. So that's that. So every Thanksgiving morning, like I wake up at 4, I leave at 5, I get there by 5:30, and then it's like 6 a.m., and I'm you know, audacious beats, dope jams, I'm rocking the trot, right, going down. But why am I saying that people don't love me on Thanksgiving morning? Well, it's because like all them dope beats and fat jams, right? It's not my own equipment. Like I'm using the stadium's loudspeakers. Like the entire town knows when I get into the stadium, and I'm pretty sure all those houses up and down Manor Avenue, like that nobody wants to hear Footloose at 6 a.m. You know what I mean? Especially 6 a.m. when it's your first day off, you can sleep in. But like here I am dropping some Post Malone for you. Wow. Like seriously, one time I got a text message. I'm DJing, and I get a text message from somebody. They weren't even at they weren't even at the run, but they live a quarter mile away from the stadium, like up on Rock Raymond Road somewhere. And and they go, yo, we hear your music here. Can you play Shut Up and Dance? Yuck. Like, I'm getting requests from across the town. Okay. So like, Thanksgiving, like, Turkey Day, I don't even eat turkey, but Thanksgiving's my jam, okay? And there's usually a point sometime throughout the day when everybody here, at least in the U.S., because I know we got people listening in the U.K. and Canada right now, live streaming Get Up Power Hour on 1520 WCHE. But here in the U.S., there's a moment in that day we all take a moment to stop and we reflect on everything that we're grateful for, and I think that's awesome. But here's the thing. The holiday itself, it's a great sentiment. We can create a time when we actually stop and appreciate. You know, listen, quite frankly, every day should and can be Thanksgiving. There should be gratitude like every day. And each new day should start with appreciation of not just what we have, but all that's around us. Like, I am dead serious when I say we're blessed by the best and we got mass abundance. Really do. And in a time and in a world where, like, we got, you know, the Facebooks and everything else going on, all this social media, especially Insta, it's so easy to compare everybody's best performance. They're not putting out their dirty laundry, their unpaid bills, and the you know, puppy poop in the corner rug. No, they're putting out their best performance for the whole world to see. And what do you compare that with? You see that. You see the filter they're living in. You see the fake, and you compare it with your own worst practice. Their best performance versus your worst practice. We got to stop doing that. We can quickly forget how amazing we are and how the day-to-day can be and how grateful we should be for it. I love this quote. This is a wonderful day. I've never seen this one before. Love that. What's another one of my favorite days, you ask? Well, you didn't, but I'm going to tell you anyway. one of my favorite days in the entire year, there's a couple of them. I have about 5, 6, 7 days in the year that I'm like, oh, it's such a fun time, great day. Look forward to it, you know? But one day I love, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. I feel like a bulletproof superhero on my birthday. And the funny thing is, I didn't even do anything to deserve that. Like I talked about her before, like my mom did. You know, like she, you know, I just like showed up to the world. Like, woo, I'm here. What's up? And I say cash and checks and popping pecs since 1971, Get Up Army. I don't even care. Anyway. I think you should feel like $1 million on your birthday. Okay? It's your special day to celebrate you. Right? It's great. I love my birthday. So in saying that, I don't know. I in this time, this weird, uncertain time, we're all on timeout and all this other stuff, I have been feeling bad. More so for the kids, for so many kids that have birthdays during this whole, like, you know, shutdown, timeout, quarantine, whatever it is, time frame. And all I was thinking about when I would think about the birthdays is what, you know, some of these kids are missing out on. And I could only imagine how it would feel to be a kid and not be able to gather with all your favorite family and friends. And, you know, it should be time to party and enjoy and all this. Then last week, some friends of mine invited me and my family to do a drive-by for their son's birthday. It was turning 15. And, it's nice to be thought of. And it's nice to be invited. But again, I couldn't help but feel bad for this young guy who's having his birthday. And because I'm thinking of what he's missing out on. So I, to be honest, I, you know, not really knowing what to expect. We, you know, me and the kids gathered up, family, we looked to join the quote-unquote festivities, right? So I don't know about you, but for me at this time, like most people, I guess, right? I've never had the reason or the opportunity at this point, a week ago, to be part of a drive-by for a birthday celebration. So I seriously, like, I had no idea what this would be like. Okay, in my mind, the whole thing was just a little awkward. Like, I'm going to drive by your house and beep at you. Like, I usually, you know, okay. But then this happened. Okay, we get there. Now, what we did was we met up at a local fire department in their parking lot. And, yo, I was stunned to see how many people showed up. And not that they just showed up, but like more vehicles piled in, like more and more pockets of people. They knew each other. Like I saw a handful of my friends, you know, my buddy Sam, my buddy Brad, you know, we're having fun and, you know, yelling from cars to car, and like windows are getting rolled down. Everybody's social distancing, but conversations are happening. The air is filled with laughter. There's music. And then I'm like, wait a minute, this is fun. Like, this is, wait, I'm having fun in a parking lot of a fire department here. Like, is this weird? Yes. Is it different? Yes. But is this a party? Like, wait a minute. Actually, yes. Like, I'm invited to this party. Okay, so then it's like time to roll, literally, right? We're rolling down the street, and we're following one of these big rig fire trucks. We're all going single file style. And my oldest boy, Kane, was driving. And I don't know if it was my daughter, Jada, or my son, Harrison. They were like, wait, how's this going to work with, you know, the light? Because there's a ton of cars, yo. I'm 30-something cars, right? Fire truck. How are we going to get through the light? We got to cross the main road. So we get there, and what happened was the police blocked off the major road at the intersection. So it looked like, it looked like a funeral procession turned birthday party, uninterrupted by local traffic. So here we go. We're rolling through it. You feel special. You're part of this thing. Everybody's honking. It's fun. As we turn down the street to approach this young guy's house, like anticipation was mounting, like it was actually becoming exciting. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I can't wait till it's our turn to honk. Like, what is this, right? So then the commotion started. It's like, rah! Fire truck sirens, they're blaring, the horns are honking, music's playing. Man, who's calling me during a get-up power hour? What's wrong with you? Yo, that, so people, right? Music's playing. It's like this energy's in the air, and this boy is smiling, like, wide, from ear to ear. And, like, one by one, each of us, as we rolled by their front yard, we got signs, we're waving, there's high spirits. And we all were part of and created this once-in-a-lifetime memory. And I never thought of it like that. And I couldn't believe, like, how fun and quick this whole event was. And what hit me was, as soon as the whole thing was a wrap, okay, I realized that I went into this feeling sorry for this boy who, quote unquote, had an isolated birthday party, when in fact this you know, lucky kid got to have a birthday parade. How freaking awesome is that? I want a parade. I don't know, do I? I don't know. If I was 15, maybe I'd want a parade. But, like, perspective, right? Come on. Perspective is so powerful, and we are masters of taking things for granted. Like, you don't like where you live? Well, you live somewhere. You don't like what you drive? Well, you can drive. You don't like your job? You make a living. So there's always someone somewhere that has it worse than you. Always. Constantly. Right? I mean, you show me somebody that has an issue, and I'll show you somebody that took your issue and ran and one with it, okay? Like gratitude. Gratitude is probably the most overlooked virtue, and it's such a necessity on so many levels. And I think it's so powerful and so underestimated. I think we love the idea of having gratitude. When we speak about it, we're like, oh, yeah, should be grateful, you know, because deep down inside, we know we should have it. Feels right to acknowledge someone or something, and we should be thankful for it. But there is a huge difference, and I want to be clear about this, about being thankful and being comfortable and accepting, because I wrote about this in Get Up. Your comfort zone is a place to die. Like, comfortable suffocates. Thankful is important. You can be hungry. You can desire more while not getting lazy, and yet stay thankful for what you have. So be thankful for who you are, where you are, what you have, who you're with, and most importantly, what you can give. Being thankful for all those people, all your life experiences, even the less desirable ones, is absolutely important, as they shaped you, who you're becoming, who you can be, and who you can teach and lift up because of them. If you heard the show last week, one of my guests was Brett Martelli, brand new author of Escaping the Shadows, and he talks about the monster he lived with. his father, who had mental issues and was violent, and he grew up in this dark secret veil of this household, and he's one of the best dads because of it today. He does not take his daughter for granted. You talked about he's making cupcakes with her. Be thankful for your sight, your hearing, your home, your family, your circle, your livelihood, your problems that are here to make you stronger. Be thankful for this day that we're given, guys, and the possibility of, God willing, having another one and a better one tomorrow. Steve Jobs was given a commencement speech one time, and he noted that when he was 17, he heard a quote that said, "If you live each day as if it were your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." If you live each day as your last, someday you'll most certainly be right. So why choose to live your days in fear? You hear what I said? Choose. Why choose? Because it's a choice to live your days in fear, in anger, in regret, in anxiousness, when you can choose gratitude. Can choose to be thankful. Do yourself a favor. We're here to light up the darkness, right? And how can you do a show about being successful and moving forward and getting up if you don't mention gratitude? You can't. So do yourself a favor. Create a gratitude journal. Each night before you go to bed, write like 3 to 5 things down that you were thankful for that day. Yes, even on rough days when you don't feel like it during tough times. Because tough times are going to change. You have tough times, you got to have good times. You have good times, you're going to have tough times. It's the law of polarity. Even in the tough times, what are you thankful for? Because what you do this for 30 days, what a change you're going to start to see in your life is you'll have an attitude of gratitude. And like you guys heard before, yo, it's for real. Attitude is everything. It's everything. Dropping, breaking stuff. I don't even care. I have an attitude right now. I have an attitude to go through the finish line, go through the fourth quarter to win, to have us win right here on this show on the Get Up Power Hour. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, don't you go anywhere. Don't even get your popcorn. It's going to be a quick break. I want to exclamation point this, and I want to encourage you to keep failing forward. You heard what I said, fail forward. That's how you win. We're going to get at it in 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. It's the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford, 1520 WCHE. Yeah. 1520 WCHE. Get Up Power Hour. Get Up Power Hour, baby. I'm Mark Hayford, taking us landing this plane. Bam! Right on the runway. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, let's stay hungry. Let's stay hungry. This ain't time to get complacent. This ain't time to get lazy. This ain't time to be fearful. Stay hungry. Get hungry. Get hype. Let's go. Let's go. What did I say at the top of the show? Success doesn't sleep in. Wakey, wakey. Time to freaking win. Win. I want too many people play not to lose, and they don't play to win. You know, so I'm going to my books here. April 23rd, and I'm inviting you tonight and every night. Facebook Live, Instagram Live, pick your platform, double barrel, bang, bang. It's the Get Up live stream. It's interactive. It's quick. It's organic. And you're going to get this message tonight. But I want to go into this right now. The message from the book 365 from April 23rd reads as such. Don't give up. Walt Disney was told he had no imagination. Beethoven was told he was awful at composing. The Beatles were told that they had no future in the music business. Screw the critics. People's opinions do not define you. Keep pushing forward. Yeah. We're going to talk about that live tonight. You can be part of that conversation. I'm going to tell you, when I do seminars, this is what I talk about. When I do school assemblies, this is what I talk about. when I'm on a stage, on someone's show, this is what I talk about. My first number one book, this is what I talk about. And I talk about failing, because failing is a part of success, and too many people are afraid to fail. Everybody's more worried about looking good instead of getting good. That's what I'm talking about. Boom, dropping bombs on your mom. Everybody's too worried about looking good instead of getting good. Now, you can't look good during practice. That's where you sweat, bleed, cry, vomit, fall down, get up. We all fail, but it's about the ones who don't quit. You know, when a child's learning to walk and falls down 50 times, the baby doesn't think to himself, well, maybe this walking thing isn't for me. No. Gets up 51 times. Keeps trying. Then once the baby's walking, I go, oh, wow, remember when I fell down 50 times when I tried? Yeah, I was such a loser as a baby. Come on. Knock it off. We all fail. But you got to fail forward. Some of the greatest of the great, the biggest household names of our lifetime. No. Some of the biggest household names in history have all failed. Matter of fact, the bigger they failed, the harder they rebounded with that relentless tenacity, especially in dark times, in the face of ugly, in the face of opposition. The more they got celebrated, the more we celebrate them. So I want to talk about this list, and you've heard of some of them, these famous failures, and I'm opening up my book, Get Up. If you got it, go to page 38, 39, the whole chapter on this. Like Oprah Winfrey, multi-gazillionaire, right? Oprah owns everything. Oprah's been getting at it. And, I mean, she's been doing it for 40 years. But before she became Oprah that we knew, you know that Oprah Winfrey was actually fired. She was fired as a news anchor for prime time news. They said that some freaking Momo told Oprah Winfrey that she wasn't fit for television. What? Now listen. Let's thank that dum-dum that actually tried raining on Oprah's parade. Because think about this. If she didn't, quote-unquote, fail as a news anchor, she would have retired a news anchor. She would have continued to be a news anchor. She never would have been Oprah. She never would have had the Oprah show. You would have missed moments like Tom Cruise jumping on her couch like a crazy person. You wouldn't see all the fun Oprah memes. There wouldn't be the Oprah Network or whatever, that magazine and all the other stuff. She would just be reporting news like an anchor. And I don't mean that, because that's a great profession. That's what you like. But she was destined for something great, and she had to fall down. You can't swim to the next shore until you lose sight from this one. You understand? I mentioned Walt Disney. He was working for a newspaper. Walt Disney was working for a newspaper, but he was fired. This is comical. Walt Disney was fired because he was lacking imagination. Walt Disney has no imagination, they're saying. Where would you go visit the kids with the kids? Where would you go on vacation? The Jersey Shore? Jersey! Maybe. They said he had no original ideas. So thank goodness that somebody fired Walt Disney and didn't see his creative genius, because there wouldn't be any Disney Channel, Disney World, Disney Productions, Disneyland. The end of a Super Bowl, where are you going? I'm going to Disney! No, you're not. What would it look like? I'm going to Jersey Shore! Well, we don't pump gas, we just pump this! Walt Disney was fired because they said he sucked and he had no ideas. Okay. Please fire me. That'll be great. How about this is great. I love this one. Ludwig van Beethoven. There's a quote, I love this, from Beethoven. It says, "Music should strike fire from the heart of a man and bring tears from the eyes of woman." Oof, I just got chills at my back. Oof, because you do it right, it does. "Music should strike fire from the heart of a man and bring tears from the eyes of a woman." He had a teacher that proclaimed he was, ready? We're talking Beethoven. Okay. His teacher told him he was hopeless at composing. Beethoven. Hopeless at composing, you idiot! See, you're constantly going to be told what you're not good at, what you can't do. You're going to listen to somebody else's opinion of you, or you're going to listen to that inner voice that's calling you for something bigger than whatever it is that you're doing now. Because you, me, and everybody else can be doing, we can do it better. We can do it better. You know what I say? I'm sitting here in my home studio, and I see the freaking Amazon truck pull down my street. Amazon driver pulls down my street. You know what we got yesterday? I'll tell you what we got yesterday. Yeah, I'm looking at you, looking at me. Live radio, chump. I'll tell you what. Yesterday we got a notification. 7 p.m. Not available for delivery. Said not available for delivery. How are we not available for delivery? We're quarantined. Look, see, hear that right now in my house? There are people running downstairs. Dogs are barking. That's what happens when you drive down my street. I got three dogs. They're not quiet. I got kids. My wife is like a hawk in a tree when it comes to the UPS or Amazon coming down our street. So she runs her business. So don't tell me that we weren't here 7 o'clock last night. You just didn't feel like driving out here. We could all do it better. I'm talking about being better. I'm talking about playing out. With attitudes like that, how are you telling me that you can't win? How are you telling me that you can't be successful? All you got to do is put in the effort. You got a $5 bill on you right now? Serious, you got a $5 bill? No, you only got Benjamin. I know. All right, if you had a $5 bill, on you, you would have Abraham Lincoln on your $5 bill. Abraham Lincoln, 16th president of the United States, ended slavery. Oof. You know what he did? I'll tell you what he did. Because before he was the 16th president of the United States, before he ended slavery, before they put his big fat face on a $5 bill, his fiance died. His fiance, they're going to get married. He was in love, and she died. And then he started a business. And his business failed, collapsed. Then another business. And that one failed. Then another business, and that one collapsed. Multiple businesses failed. And they said, you know what? I'm going to run for an election. Local office. I'm going to get into politics. And he was defeated. Defeated one time, defeated two times, defeated three times, defeated four times. Abraham Lincoln was defeated a fifth time. Abraham Lincoln, 16th president of the United States, defeated an election six times, ended slavery, defeated seven times, put on a $5 bill, was defeated in eight, octagon, octopus, ocho, eight. Eight times the guy was defeated in elections. Most people wouldn't have even had the guts to stand up to fail for the first one. He didn't stop. And now he's on your $5 bill. Because you got to keep going. Forward, forward, forward. Again, 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 again. Get up again. Get up again. Fall down. Get up again. Fall down the stairs. Climb back up the stairs. Get up again, fall down, get up. That's how you win. Over and over and over again, win. Because most people quit. Don't quit. How about the Beatles? We started this show talking about music. We're going to end it talking about music. How about the Beatles? The Beatles are the greatest known rock/pop group of all time. They just are. It's not my opinion. It's fact. They're the only band in the history of history to put out 20 number one hits. They were the first band to monopolize the top five of any type of charts. Every member of the band sang on a number one hit. And when the band broke up, only after 6 years of their heightened popularity, this is the only band in the history of history, never seen it before, may never see it again. They wound each member, John Lennon, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and yes, the other guy, even Ringo freaking Starr, all went on to have top tours, number one albums, and number one solo songs. Greatest group in all of history, period. Done. Do you know that Decca Records rejected the Beatles, did not sign them, didn't see their awesome, told them that we don't like their sound, they have no future in show business, and guitar bands are going away. Oops. Do not. Then Decca Records quickly realized, like, and they signed the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. Yeah. Look, enough of that. Don't give up. Keep pushing forward. Pick yourself up by the bootstraps. How does that start? Get your gratitude. Get that gratitude journal started. Put it next to the side of your bed. If you have a hard time, if you're living in fear, if you're uncertain, if you have fear of the future, fear of the unknown, fear of what's going on, what are you thankful for? What have you been blessed with? What is around you? Who's around you? What are you capable of? Write it down. You do that every day. You will see your attitude start to change. You will see you starting to walk in boldness. You are going to start to really understand how blessed you are, how magnificent you are, how powerful you can be, how awesome you are, how beautiful you are, and that you could be meant for greatness. You know why most people aren't? Because most people don't do this. Most people don't think like this. Most people quit. Most people don't even try. That's not you. So this is a call to action, Get Up Army. I don't do an hour radio show by myself in my private home studio because I feel like talking to nobody I can see. I'm talking to you. You were built to win. You were made for more. You want more. You can have more. And that's not a bad thing as long as you lift others up. We light up the darkness. That's what we do here. Now I'm realizing that my time is just about through on this hour of the Get Up Power Hour. But I got a lot of more. I got no quit. I don't no quit. I'll fall down 500 times and get up 501 with my face smashed because that's what it takes. And that's what we need to do. And you need to continue to plug into some positive things, some uplifting things. Screw the news. Turn it off. I can tell you what's on. Here's some news. You know what's on the news? Nothing good. I'm not saying put your head in the sand. Stay informed. Don't let it consume your life. They don't care about your best interest, but you do. So take care of you. You got one you, and you're special. And this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You got a lot left in the tank. Matter of fact, many of us are just getting started. And if you feel this fire coming at you right now through the Get Up Power Hour, that's because it's authentic, and you can't fake authenticity. I'm real as a heart attack, bro, and I am telling you right now, you can win. You need to play out. You need to step it up, and you need to stop playing small because that doesn't serve you. That's what I got. That's what I got. Tonight, 7 p.m., Facebook, Instagram, and every night while this nonsense is going on, we do the Get Up live stream. Every morning, 5 a.m., we got the Get Up podcast, and every single mother loving Thursday right here, we do the Get Up Power Hour on 1520 WCHE. I'm peacing out, but I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to win. I believe in you, and I am always in your corner. This is Mark Hayford.